Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Doug Harsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. We are in downtown Detroit from our draft headquarters backstage at the NFL Draft. Glad to be with you on this draft day 2024. We are moving in on 8.5 hours to the NFL Draft. Can't wait tonight. Lions on the clock at 29. If they stay there, who's the pick? Who do you want the pick to be? And what's the backup plan if that player is off the board? 248-539-9797. A lot of people want to make the pick. We got texts rolling in. Let's get back to your phone calls here on 97.1 as we go to Kevin. You're next on 97.1. Hi, Kevin.
Hey to you all.
Hello, Kevin.
Hey, Kev.
Hey, guys. I'm heading down. I'll be down there later on. I'm going with Cooper DeJean for all the reasons you guys have listed. And going off the board, kind of, Graham Barton, offensive lineman from Duke, as the backup.
Okay. Now, the thing about DeJean, and I've moved him up in my own personal rankings as we got closer and closer, because I think the Lions are going to be at the cutting edge of wanting to have a great return game. It feels like something, if you've kind of been able to ignore, DeJean would check that box. And in the new NFL with the kick return rules, trying to make him safer and yet bring the kickoff back, because the kickoff had become completely ceremonial. It feels to me like DeJean, with the football in his hands, he's really good. He was probably Iowa's best offensive player last year playing cornerback.
Well, I like that. And Barton, or the guy from Duke, for all the reasons others have listed, that with Ragnow and Decker being a little delicate, he could be a guy. Wouldn't excite anybody, but it makes sense the way drafts have gone in the past for the Lions here.
Kevin, thank you for the phone call, 248-539-9797.
I mean, while he's talking about this, there are actually Cooper DeJean highlights up on the TV in front of us, and it's just further emphasizes what an incredible athlete he is and why I think he'd be a welcomed addition to the Lions. He's like a wide receiver who's playing corner out there. He's just got these great coverage skills, and he's got great hands, and he makes plays after the ball is in his hand. The ball's in his hands, and there's so much to like with this guy.
Let's go to Malik. You're next on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, Malik?
How you doing today?
All right, good, Malik.
I'm going to take Johnny Newton for my first pick, and then my backup, I'm going to go with Kool-Aid. Johnny Newton, he's just like a menace. So that's why I'm going with him.
Well, Kang, that's exactly what you did, taking the defensive tackle out of Illinois with the first pick and then with a backup plan of Kool-Aid McKinstry. Yeah, Newton might be the best player on the board when they're up, and he's at a position of need. It becomes really easy if he's there, I think, to see them just taking him.
What do you guys think about Nate Wiggins?
Like Nate Wiggins, I'm surprised that he hasn't gotten more love. I think in Dave Burkett's mock that came out today, Nate Wiggins is on the board for the Lions at 29, which, you know, I'm glad to see it because I wouldn't have an issue if Nate Wiggins is the pick.
Yeah, I think he's part of a pool of players that I look at when I did write my pool of players that he's probably in that group of guys that I'm willing to trade back, and then he'd be one of those guys. If the Lions move out of 29 and get a top 10 pick in the second round, that he's probably there.
And don't discount the fact that even if they make a pick of 29 guys, they could still move up into the early second round if they, you know, if a guy like Nate Wiggins falls and they really like him, yeah. Right?
True.
Lions, Brad Holmes has shown, if he likes a player, he's going to go get him.
You know, last year they got four guys that are either starting now or are going to start for them with those four picks in the first and second round. This year they don't have as much draft capital because they don't have the second first-round pick. But you could totally see, I mean, I'd be pretty happy if they got two quality starters out of their first two picks.
Absolutely.
Feedback coming in from an unnamed texter. I'm not sure drafting Jerzhan Newton means Aleem McNeil is done. Lions have talked about wanting to be able to have a true rotation at defensive tackle. They haven't been able to before, but with Newton, Aleem, and Reeder, they can run a true three-man rotation inside. They don't want Aleem and Reeder taking 90% of the snaps, plus Newton allows them to have a true rotation.
Well, based on them signing the players they signed yesterday, with St. Brown and Sewell getting monster contract extensions, and knowing that McNeil is a free agent after this year and they would have to pay him.
Yep.
I just don't see it. And DJ Reader's a 2-year deal. So DJ Reader is here for this year and next year. Does that make it more obvious that the Lions are going to select a defensive tackle at some point because they're going to groom that player to be along DJ Reader for next season? Or is that player already there in Broderick Martin?
I think they'd probably tell you, don't forget about Broderick Martin. I mean, this guy's kind of right. If you look at the breakdown of the contracts, there are some workarounds here that might allow them. I mean, the cap is you can create flexibility with the cap for a while. So Aleem McNeil's contract will be up. It's sort of an easy solution to a cap problem, not an easy solution to a football problem. But the idea that Aleem McNeil not getting re-signed, given the money he would likely want, yeah, easy solution to a cap problem. But that's different. That creates a football problem for you then.
Yeah, I mean, the cap did move up $30 million this year from last year. Is it going to go up $30 million every year? No, but it will go up every year because the NFL just continues to find new revenue streams. And as I mentioned yesterday, with the world of streaming games on TV and the NFL going that route more and more, those dollars are going to go up and up because those streaming services like Amazon recognize that and they're willing to pay for it.
248-539-9797. Let's go to Gary. You're next on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, Gary?
Hey, guys. Listen, great topic. More I think about this, the closer we get to draft time, I want the Lions to take somebody. I know we're thinking ahead with possibly with the offensive line and all that. But as close as we are now as a team, I want a difference maker. I want somebody that can put them that they're not outscored 27-7 in the NFC Championship game. With Josh Reynolds gone, thankfully, I want a Donnie Mitchell from Texas. If that wide receiver is there, he can change the game. I do. And you know what? I think the only position that's out of Brad Holmes' realm right now that he would not consider is a quarterback and probably tight end and running back in the first round. I think everything else is in play, but I want a guy that could actually change the scoreboard. And drafting for depth next year for a lineman that may not even start, get that guy next year. Or pick them up in the later rounds. I feel like, one of those receivers can do that. Now, if he's not available, I'm hoping to God Chop is there because he can also change a game. And they need a guy to pair outside of Aiden.
You want wide receiver over Chop Robinson is what you're looking at.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I do, because I think it's a sneaky need for them. Yeah, they've got Amonra and J-Mo, we think is going to be better, but they still don't have that X receiver, right? They need that 6'3". I even look at Keon Coleman. If he's available.
I know Gator,
you love Jack Fraser. You want that interior lineman, but what good is a guy going to do us this year if he's sitting on the bench?
Well, I've said it. I don't know if you missed it earlier, but I, I think the Lions are going to move off of offensive line with a pick of 29. I don't think that's where they're going. I think they're looking to add a guy who's going to contribute right away, and that's why I went with corner. Could it be wide receiver? It could be wide receiver, because a wide receiver can absolutely step in, and if you're talented enough, be the number three receiver on the team.
Right.
Which
how about
needs
interior?
To see
what? And the other guy, I'll be quicker. I know you got the callers. What about Johnny Newton from Illinois? That could be a need, too, line him up with Aleem.
I don't know if it's a need. I think what it is, it's locking down a position that you want to make a strength for years to come. They already have defensive tackles on this team, but they may lose one after the season with Aleem McNeil's contract being up. I don't know if they're going to be able to afford to bring him back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.